Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor David Kniefelkamp from Zion Lutheran Church in White, South Dakota, and First English Lutheran Church in Aurora, South Dakota.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from Luke chapter 7, where Jesus says, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet." So ends our text. Jesus' question for the people who went out to see John, for these crowds that followed John, is a very similar question that we should ask today. What do we go to see? Where do we seek the Word of God? And where do we seek those who will tell us about the Word of God? Do we seek people who are reeds shaken by the wind? Those people that are tossed about by every wind of doctrine? Those people who use the culture to interpret Scripture rather than Scripture to interpret Scripture? Those people who allow the cultural influences to guide the way they view Scripture? Or likewise, those people who are just simply going to pander to our expectations, tell us what we want to hear, what will make us feel good? What did you go out to see? Or do we go to someone who's dressed in fine clothing? Do we go to someone who has the most lavished vestments or has the most costly suit? Do we go and seek out someone who is the best dressed? Or do we even seek out the one who is in the most lavished cathedral or church that it seems to be growing? Do we seek those who have this great following behind them? They're the largest church in town. They must have the message right. They must be giving the truth. What did you go out to see? Or do we seek out prophets? John the Baptist is a prophet, and more than a prophet. While John the Baptist may deny that he is the Elijah to come, Jesus himself will confirm that he is the Elijah to come. But similarly, Jesus tells us, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare the way before you." John the Baptist is that prophet who prepares the way for them to receive Christ, for them to come to Christ. He is not teaching them what they want to hear, because it even says later, as he says, "What shall I compare this generation to?" And he says, "For John the Baptist came eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon." They said John had a demon because he didn't come the way they wanted him to come, because he didn't bow to cultural expectation. He didn't bow to ecclesiastical expectation, but proclaimed the truth of the Word of God. He was the mouthpiece of God. And so Jesus calls him a prophet. And I tell you, even more than a prophet. So what do you go to see? Where do you seek those who will tell you about Jesus and about the Word of God? Do you seek those who are in great and large congregations? Those who are doing lavish mission work around the world? Those who seem to have the largest following? Those who likewise are willing to say what you want to hear and what makes you feel good? Or those who point you to the cross of Christ and your need of a Savior and the forgiveness of a sins that Christ has paid for you, and that they're going to show you how on every page of Scripture you can see that. You can see Jesus Christ. In His name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Kniefelkamp from Zion Lutheran Church in White, South Dakota, and First English Lutheran Church in Aurora, South Dakota, for today's meditation on God's Word.